Chapter 1. The Demon Walks Again. The year was 1418. It was a black night in the Italian countryside, and there was a terrible storm. Four young men stood in a group in a big, dark room. The walls were made of stone, and there was a rough wooden floor. The only light came from candles and a fire. One of the young men stepped forward. He went down on his knees and put his hands together. He looked at the creature in front of him. His eyes were full of love. Moloch the Corrupter sat in a huge chair. He moved his ugly head and smiled at the young man.
"Carlo, my dear one," he said in Italian.
He reached his hand towards Carlo. His fingers were long and black. He put his hand softly on Carlo's head.
"Carlo, I will give you everything. All I want is your love," Moloch said. His red eyes shone under his great horns.
"You have my love," answered Carlo. Moloch held Carlo's head tightly, and then he gave it a quick turn. The only sound in the room was the snap of Carlo's neck. In a church not far away, 12 monks waited in a secret room. They were deep under the ground. Then one of them, Brother Thelonious, stepped forward. He held a heavy book in his arms. There was a picture of Moloch on the front.
"I have called you together because of Moloch," he told them. "Moloch the Corrupter, this dangerous creature, is walking on the earth again. Many of our people are falling under his power."
The monks were afraid, but they were also strong.
"We must form a circle," said Brother Thelonious. "It is not too late. There is still time to stop him."
The monks made a circle. Thelonious stood in the center. He put his hand flat on the book and then he opened it. The pages were blank. The monks began to sing. Their voices became louder and louder.
"By the power of the circle of Kalos, I order you, demon, come into this book," shouted Brother Thelonious. "I order you, demon, come."
Moloch smiled. He opened his fingers, and Carlo's body fell to the floor. Then his red eyes looked into the eyes of the next young man. They could hear the storm outside. But suddenly, there was a new sound. A hot wind was blowing inside the room.
"No,"
whispered Moloch. His voice grew louder.
"No, no!"
"What's happening?" said one of the three young men. They were frightened. Then the words came into the room. They were quiet at first, but they grew louder.
"I order you, come."
Moloch began to scream, a terrible scream. His horrible body slowly disappeared until there were only little bits of golden light. Moloch simply blew out of the door. The wind screamed through the monk's secret room. Thelonious held the open book tightly as it moved and jumped. It seemed to be alive. Dark, heavy letters fell onto the pages, like drops of blood. The monks stopped singing. The wind calmed. Thelonious shut the book hard. Thud. The monks had a strong wooden box, and Thelonious put the book inside.
"Let's hope," he said to the others, "that no one will ever open this book again."
And he closed the box.